The Greenville Lions are coming to Gerald Prim Stadium Friday night to play the Wildcats for homecoming. The Lions are much improved, and Wildcats football coach Greg Owens talked about Greenville during his weekly media gathering Wednesday morning.
They are winning. I mean, they've got a winning attitude. They are doing that. They are big. They're big up front. Offensive line, defensive line, really big. And then they've got great feet. I mean, those guys move around pretty well. They've got a great scheme on offense. They're coming at you with a stretch read, followed with a power, followed with a counter. And so they kind of hit you. They put your defensive end in a bind. That's why you run those schemes. So whatever he does, most of the time he's going to be wrong. So we think we've got a few keys and a few things to read. We got several different ways to play that and attack them. So if we can get a read on it in the game, what they're doing, how they're trying to accomplish. We need to put them in third and longs. They would rather just line up and just run it at you. We got to put them in third and long so we can heat them up and come after them. But they've thrown the ball okay. They're 60-40. They're going to run it more than they throw it. And that's what they would rather do. So we got to force some of that to happen. You know, so we got to get after them a little bit. They kind of got knocked down a little bit last week. And so we got to give them another dose of that. Hopefully they kind of come in with the dauber down a little bit and we just see what happens with that. On defense, they do a good job on defense. Their defensive front is a big front. They're guys we're going to really have to deal with. They're linebackers, inside backers. They're penetrators. They're guys that come, they blitz, they bring it. So we got to really neutralize them. We got to get a body on a body up front and make those things happen. So, it's a much improved Greenville team. Coach Sedbury's kind of got things moving, I think, direction he wants it to go. And have been there now a few more years and kind of get some stuff. He's got some players coming through. So, yes, much improved team.
So, defensively, you're going to see basically a lot of blitz, you think?
No, not necessarily blitz. They're just aggressive. I mean, saying they're linebackers. When they see flow, they trigger, and they trigger now. I mean, they penetrate. So play action pass could be good. We're doing some of that. We got to be able to do it, but we still have to be able to run it, though, and get after them. Our linemen worked hard on this week. They've got to be able to do, for a double team to get off of it, you know, a combination combo block, and be able to get off. So they've got to trigger a lot quicker, and so we try to be quicker with that and making sure they understand and get off that. So as much as we can duplicate that in practice, that's what they're doing. So they're not necessarily heat you up. They're just a quick reactor, and they're going to trigger hard from the inside linebacker position.
You think they'll shut down the run and put a lot of guys in the box and try to make you throw?
I don't know. I mean, they probably should. You know, I mean, that's what we've been pretty good at right now is controlling the line of scrimmage and doing those things. So I'm sure that's part of the game plan for them. But last week, again, we were able to get over the top. You know, Larry and CJ connected on two big ones, too, which opens that up. So, you know, it's kind of pick your poison, you know, whatever you want to do with those kind of things. And obviously it all runs through number 18 and letting him do his thing and be able to get him in open space and him also being able to throw it. Dylan Carpenter's having a great year, too, at receiver, so he's a big weapon for us. So, and again, if they do, I mean, that's the play-action part of it. I mean, that's play-action with those guys. And so get them a trigger, opens it up, so we get some one-on-one stuff and hopefully get them in some space and throw our big 6'3 split right there or hybrid tight end guy, Carp, the slot, get him the ball.
KSST Sports.